After living in western Oklahoma for almost a decade, I now reside in eastern Oklahoma, on a lake. The move followed my retirement, and the lake called us. It was comfortable living in western Oklahoma. I enjoyed the terrain and the friendships. The animal life, not so much. Little critters, you know, that crossed my path. Other than the occasional scorpion in the bedroom, I never saw a lot of wildlife in western Oklahoma. Here, however, I find that it finds me, including the brown recluse that bit me on the posterior a few months back. I guess I've swapped the recluse for the scorpion. My wife and I are blessed to live on the lake with an abundance of color and beauty and little critters. They are really remarkable. We live in a sleepy little cove with a number of other homes, all sharing a cove as our backyard. The last many weeks, each night, about an hour before sunset, four or five deer meander through our property. We spot them down near the waterfront, munching little green leaves, and work their way up through the backyard and then into the front, where they disappear. Coming home the other night at dusk, there was a doe and her fawn feeding on the grass. The fawn couldn't have been more than a couple days old. At some point, as fall turns to winter, the deer will feed elsewhere, and we'll begin to see pelicans as they migrate through the area. They're the American white pelican and are gorgeously majestic. We have several families of neighborhood foxes. We've begun seeing foxes of different sizes every day, beginning in the afternoon and into the evening. Beautiful red foxes that like to drop by our backyard chain-link fence and visit our dog, Moxie. She barks, they stare, then slink away after they tease her captivity behind the fence. I found myself Googling deer and foxes and pelicans. What popped up was the topic of woodland animal omens and signs. Now that caught my attention. The belief in animal omens and signs dates back to our ancient ancestors. Because of their connection with nature, certain animals evidently mean good or bad fortune. A sign is a message given through the means of a symbol or some other kind. Much lore surrounds deer. The meaning of deer in your backyard varies, but usually means spiritual change or renewal. A time of spiritual authority may be ahead. The meaning of a fox crossing your path forecasts an increase in mental faculties and an increased ability to use a person's intelligence in tricky situations. The fox spirit also brings lessons of sexual empowerment and seductiveness. In some cultures, pelicans are considered to be messengers of the divine. They can show up when we're going through challenging times as a sign that we're not alone and that help is on the way. When we see a pelican, it's an opportunity to reflect on what might be happening in our lives and to ask for guidance. Now, while all of these animal omens sound happy and positive, while recently driving back from the post office, I spotted a buzzard standing next to the road, seeming to stare me down. Buzzards and vultures are regarded as portents of death. And before driving by the buzzard, a large black raven was seen perched atop a utility pole when I took the trash up to the street. The raven is associated with loss and ill omen and connects the material world with the world of the spirit. But all is not lost. Yesterday we saw two blue herons. Herons symbolize good luck and prosperity, as well as harmony and peace. But they also symbolize bountiful fishing. Considering we live on a lake and we fish, I'll just leave it right there. That's my take on it. For Paragon Communications, I'm Paul Joseph.